Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We got Chris Cantwell in the studio with Ian and Mark. As usual, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to begin dissecting a little bit here some of the critiques of Chris Cantwell's actions a few nights ago in the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, where he pulled a gun on some people who were threatening him with who knows what. They luckily did not reach you with their threats. They came close, and right. You managed to stop them. The police arrived within 2 minutes and intervened and managed to, you know, take these scumbags out from your purview, and they let you go. They reviewed the footage that you had recorded on your cell phone and basically said, you're fine. You didn't catch any criminal charges whatsoever from this incident of you defending yourself here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right, exactly. And I had explained to the officers that I was not asking them to pursue any anything against my attackers. I really, you know, I would have been justified to do that, but I did not seek any retribution against them. I just wanted the conflict to end, and we all walked away except for one guy who got taken into protective custody.
Because he was S-faced.
Because he was crazy. I don't know what drugs he might have been under the influence of. I have
usually
no idea.
Usually PC is for people really drunk, but who knows? I'm sure they can PC people for different reasons. So this was posted to ChristopherCantwell.com. The video, the article that you wrote up explaining your experience and kind of lauding the Keene police for doing the right thing in this circumstance. Yeah. They really got it right. They were cool, calm, collected, and they handled the situation ideally. You handled the situation well as well. In fact, some of your critics have said that you handled the situation very well.
Yeah,
Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends, he gave you compliments. Garrett Ian, who's one of the Robin Hooders in here in Keene, another activist in the area. You too have had some conflicts in the past.
Yeah.
He said that you gained a few slots in his book as a result of how you handled yourself in that situation.
Yeah, one of the funniest things about this whole ordeal has been in the aftermath that people who I would probably expect to be in my corner in this incident were turning against me, while people who
really?
Were my most vehement enemies prior lauded my restraint. And
so were the people who turning against you, were they the ones who wanted you to blast away and shoot these people?
There was some amount of that. I haven't taken that very seriously. Anybody who tells me, oh, when you pull your gun, you gotta kill somebody. And I'm like, look, I was absolutely prepared to kill somebody. It really almost happened. However, if I can stop the threat without killing somebody, I will. I have never in my life wanted so badly not to kill someone as I did in the moment that I'm pointing a gun at a man's chest. I mean,
thank goodness.
I have violent impulses, right? Like, it occurs to me at times, like, hey, I don't know, maybe I should bash that guy's head open. I mean, this goes through my head from time to time. People make me angry, and I have violent impulses. But I did not want in that moment to, you know, to end this guy's life, and I was furious with him for making me think that I was going to have to.
I think that's really an awesome thing to say, and I think it shows that you have empathy towards these people, even though they were definitely, you know, not empathizing with you on that particular evening, that they were a threat to you. They certainly could have hurt you and done who knows what to you, and yet you restrained yourself from going ahead and hurting them. Well, you could have been fully justified in doing so, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, at the moment that the gun is justified to come out, the gun is justified to fire,
mm-hmm.
okay? If I am justified in pulling a gun on you, it is because you are already a threat to my safety,
right.
And thus I will end lives to protect myself. I am not screwing around. I will respond with lethal force to somebody who wants to do harm to me. I have a gun on my hip, and I cannot engage in fisticuffs with you and risk you getting control of my weapon. If violent, dangerous lunatics are attacking me in the street, I cannot trust them to be in control of my gun, and I will thus end lives before I allow that to happen.
Let's talk about some of the critiques. So one I heard about, and I haven't read your response article, so I'm certainly not aware of all of the critiques, but one of the ones I heard about, ostensibly coming from a libertarian, was that it's somehow aggression to take someone's photo in public.
Well, that's just patently ridiculous. I mean,
is that one of them, though? Is that what somebody said?
There was criticism of me recording. So there's two complaints about me recording. One is that I just should have minded my own business and not gone over there in the first place. The other is that upon being told I should stop recording, that I should stop, right? Now, you can't hear what happens before I start recording, right? Mm-hmm. I hear voices, and those voices, the intonation of those voices tell me that someone's in danger.
Angry men, crying women.
Yes. Right. And I am saying to myself, that's a dangerous situation that I might be able to de-escalate by recording, because we do this on a regular basis. I have recorded dozens of traffic stops and different interactions with people. In the case of traffic stops, I used the example in my article that I have recorded traffic stops where a cop just lets somebody off with a warning because he doesn't want to be seen giving somebody a ticket. Okay? And so people have a tendency to behave better when they are being recorded because they do not want their bad behavior shown to other people.
Sometimes, unless they are completely irrational, as these people
unless
were.
They are violent, dangerous lunatics, yeah, who attack cameramen in the street. So, yeah. So yeah. I go over there with the hope that I will prevent people from getting hurt. This does not pan out. Now, they're telling me to stop recording them. Why do I not stop recording when I am commanded to stop recording? Well, if there are violent, dangerous, crazy people in the street who don't want me to record them while they are being violent and dangerous and crazy, I am not surprised by that opinion, and I hold it at near zero value. I am not taking advice from dangerous, violent lunatics out on the street at 3 in the morning. I think that this is a dangerous situation that deserves to be recorded, which provides an impartial, transparent record of events. This is the best evidence that I can provide should something go wrong.
And you did provide that evidence. Likely, if you hadn't been able to provide that evidence, you would not have walked away from there like you did. I mean,
possibly.
You'd have been he was a man with a gun on the street,
yeah,
and who knows what conclusions the police would have come to. They would have had, frankly, no one would have argued with them taking Cantwell to jail if he hadn't have had that objective proof as to what happened.
I wouldn't have argued with them about it. If I planned on being taken into custody. I couldn't believe that I pulled a gun out on people and I was given my gun back and sent home. I was absolutely astonished by this. So I would totally expect it to have been taken into custody even with the video.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
But the video absolutely cleared me, and these guys are saying, hey, don't record this. Well, you just made me pull a gun out on you. It's a good thing I was recording, because I might be in prison right now had I not recorded. Now, you could say that they only attacked me because I was recording, but these are violent, dangerous, crazy people in the street at 3 a.m., and I can't trust them to behave rationally.
I want to go to Ken. He's on the line in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Ken.
Yes. I'd like to ask your guest, what can I do to get people to watch a video? I called in last night about the video on YouTube, Healing Can Be Yours, and I actually got 14 views. And I was wondering if he could give me some insight on what I can do better to get people to watch this video.
Don't be boring, I think, would be number one. And I'm not saying your video's boring. I haven't watched it. But I can tell you that, a video about how you can heal yourself through the power of Jesus, which is the summary of what he called about last night, isn't going to likely go viral. It's not likely to make news headlines. And Chris Cantwell, you got news coverage from NH1.com as a result of this. I don't know who else has contacted you.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that my video raised a lot more pulses than healing yourself through the power of Jesus. But what I would say is the way that you get the video to be viewed is to get the video in front of groups of people who have similar interests, right? So I put this out there, and I am already tapped into a market of gun rights activists, mm-hmm, right? So they're going to see I'm in a self-defense scenario. It's an exciting and compelling video, and they want to share it with other people, and the video goes viral and gets, half a million views plus. Most of my videos don't see that, though. I mean, I'm usually lucky. I'm excited if my video gets over 1,000 hits. Very few of my videos do that. So, it's all a matter of the content. If the content is compelling and people are interested in it, they will share it, and then you will get views. But if it's not, then it's going to sit there and collect dust.
Good luck, Ken. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I put out videos on the Free Keen YouTube channel that I feel like, are great content. But just because you put out great content doesn't
necessarily mean that it's going to catch, that it's going to be widely shared and go viral. In your case, your video had everything that it needed, essentially. It had it had drama, it had confrontation, it had a gun, although the gun you can't actually see in the footage, I don't think.
Yeah, you can't.
But it had
camera gets dropped when the gun comes out.
Yeah. So
you still hear it.
Yeah, and it was an unusual situation that ended in a an unusual fashion because it happened in New Hampshire and not a lot of these other places. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge at mark@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 apiece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And maybe you've got a product, service, or something you want us to promote for you. We can help you with that.
Yeah, we're having a sale. It's going on until the end of the week, so you're going to have to get a hold of me pretty quick.
And by end of the week, you mean Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Close of business, basically, is my plan. We are selling a really great deal. You can get 230-second ads for $1,997. It's like 10 bucks an ad. And you're not going to be able to find that anywhere else on any other station that's on, or any other show that's on 150 stations across the country. So there you go. Just get a hold of me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
All right, we'll continue here a little bit more about what happened with Chris Cantwell on the streets of Keene, where he had to pull his gun and managed to walk away. No handcuffs, no criminal charges. You pulled a gun, defended yourself, and the police backed you on this.
They sure did.
It was a refreshing change for you. You thought that this was, you know, when the police rolled up, you were worried you were going to end up with bullet wounds as a result of the situation.
I was nearly certain of it.
And turns out you're in New Hampshire, and things operate a little bit differently here than they do in places like New York, California, Illinois, and other hellholes where gun rights are not respected and the police hate your freedoms when it comes to carrying guns. In New Hampshire, the cops actually, a lot of them like guns, and they're more likely to, if a cop stops you on the streets of New Hampshire and asks about your gun, it's genuinely usually because they're interested in knowing what kind of gun you're carrying and how you like it, and, you know, does it shoot well? You know, are you enjoying it? Lots of the cops here are really cool with guns, which is a good thing.
Yeah, certainly.
So if you want to learn more about living in New Hampshire and why it's a great idea, I would recommend the 101 Reasons that Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. If you care about freedom, if you love the state and you love to be obedient and being told what to do, and you love telling other people what to do, this is not the right place for you. But if you love liberty and you want to be more free in your lifetime, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check out the 101 reasons that you should consider moving to New Hampshire. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Cole is listening in Anchorage. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call and kind of touch somewhat on a subject you guys talked about last night with smuggling birds illegally. And it's the question I've had for you guys, see what your take is. I consider myself a libertarian, and I also consider myself an environmentalist. I love trees more than anybody else, you know. But I certainly don't want the government to get involved in anything that would be considered environmentalism. So what can I do as a libertarian to help protect the environment and stop things like birds getting smuggled and water bottles from happening?
I think Mark had a good idea the other night. You can buy some of the environment, like groups like the Audubon Society and Ducks Unlimited. You can actually, you know, put your money and your capital into purchasing land and then protecting the little critters that are on that land. That's one way to do it. Another way would be to lobby politically to lessen regulations on owning and trading and selling animals, I would think. Mark, well, any suggestions?
I would specialize those that lobbying. I'm not entire. If the world's going to have these monopoly organizations called states, I would say that the some of the few things that they do that I have some kind of support for is that they they say you can't hunt wild endangered animals. That's fine and dandy, but the problem is that when they make it illegal to trade in certain items, like in this case, I don't know what the rules are specifically on these yellow-crested cockatoos, but if they make it difficult for me to sell them in other countries or across state lines, or that you can't sell them at all, or, you know, there's some kind of licensing or these kind of things, if they drive up the costs of domestically bred birds, and that then opens up the marketplace for the wild-caught birds that we don't want caught.
Right. I guess I would say, what can I do on a small scale? Because for me, I guess I could donate to a group like Ducks Unlimited, but I can't go out and necessarily start buying up the rainforest because I just don't have the capital, whereas I might be able to do a little bit of something, maybe donate. So
Find organizations that have a mission that you agree with and
get behind them.
You can also propagandize. I mean, spreading information on social media, that sort of thing. I mean, you know, if you're not in a position to go out and actually do some of the things that you feel need to be done, the way to the best way to do that is to support the people who are able to do them. Now, whether you do that financially, as I always encourage people to do at ChristopherCantwell.com/donate, or whether it is for you to just spread the information, share articles and videos on, you know, Facebook or Reddit or whatever, those are extraordinarily helpful ways of, you know, amplifying the message of people who are taking the action you seek to see taken.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate the answer, guys. And
thanks, Cole.
I can just throw one more thing in here.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
You guys are talking about it tonight. I got pulled over just the other day. I was actually a passenger, and I was carrying my firearm, concealed carrying, and the police officer came to my window in addition to the driver's window, and I informed him in Alaska it's your duty to inform the officer as they're pulling you over.
Interesting.
And because of that, they didn't give us a ticket or anything, and they said they really appreciated us doing that. So I know.
Do they have that in New Hampshire?
We don't have a duty to inform.
No. Oh, that's good to know. Now, Alaska does have better rights as far as, like, you can concealed carry without a permit.
Constitutional carry, yeah, they have that there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can carry without a permit. The only reason you get a permit here is if you're traveling out of state and you need to go to a state that requires a permit as a residence.
I see. So they still have one that they can issue if you want them to.
For the purpose of reciprocation. Yeah, I mean, we were thinking about a bill. There was a consideration of a bill in New Hampshire to basically make us like that.
Maggie Hassan veto that?
I don't know if it has yet been vetoed, but my understanding is that she had pledged to veto the bill.
Yeah, she had pledged it. I also agree. I haven't heard any news as to whether or not that has happened yet. Cole, thanks for the story. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Benjamin in California via Skype. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So this situation with Cantwell, the video, I saw it a couple days ago. I read his initial article on it, and it reminded me of a situation I had a couple years ago. I don't remember when it was, where I was in a parking lot across the street from a bar, like a couple hundred feet, and I saw a man and a woman outside of the bar yelling at each other. Like, at first they were just kind of yelling a little bit, but it slowly kept escalating up and up and up. I kept watching these people while I was waiting for a friend, and trying to decide what I was going to do. My phone didn't have enough power to go out and video it. At the time, I wasn't carrying my firearm because I was dealing with court stuff. But I was like, well, I'm not going to call the police. There's no reason to call the police. But it kept escalating up until the point where it started getting physical. And at that point, I did choose to call the police because I wasn't going to go and get in a physical altercation with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were going to arrive anyways, I'm sure, had it kept escalating. So I decided to call the police.
Well, let's talk about that here in a moment. Was that the right thing to do? What, you know, your justification for it? Because some people are going to jump on you. They're going to say, oh, you're a cop caller. And it's like act as though it's always a bad thing to call the police. I think it's something you should be cautious about, but they are the only protection service out there that we've got. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to call in, share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. Whether it's on the viral video available over at ChristopherCantwell.com where he pulls a gun on some psychos in the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, to defend himself against these nutcases, or whatever you want to talk about here. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Did you know that Free Talk Live has a YouTube channel? Well, now you do. You go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll jump you straight to our YouTube URL where you can download full episodes of Free Talk Live. We're talking 3 hours of show, unedited. We just throw it up there, and you can download them and use them for whatever purpose you want. Chris, you actually download and then edit them into clips, and you upload them to your own channel.
I have not been doing as much of that recently.
You have done that, though.
Yeah, I have done that before, and if you are a fan of a particular segment on here, go ahead and contact me. If you go to ChristopherCantwell.com/contact, somebody actually called into Radical Agenda and suggested that I begin doing it again. Mm-hmm. If there's a particular segment of the show that you would like to see clipped out and uploaded, I will do that for next to nothing, for nothing at all. I'm just going to put it up on the channel, and then you can see it and share it with your friends. But when I was doing it, I was putting up, like, every segment of the show, and they were getting very high hit counts, and it was causing, it was making me fear for a phenomenon on YouTube called subscriber burnout, where people
don't want to have too much.
Yeah, you put too much content in there, and then people are like, I'm not watching this channel, and then you fall off their front page. Not a good thing.
Yeah, better to be choosy about what you put up than scattershot, I guess.
Yeah.
So we've got Benjamin with us here in California. He's on via Skype. And Benjamin, you were talking about an incident in the streets in California, which was escalating. You were observing this incident. You weren't a party to it. And you decided to call in the police. Is that right?
Yeah, I was, like, looking forward to it, and I didn't jump on it. I sat there and watched them for, like, 15 minutes at least, watching how it kept escalating. And, you know, as long as the armed bureaucrats claim a monopoly, I wasn't going to go interfere. I didn't want to get in a physical altercation. I wasn't armed. I wasn't prepared for that kind of thing at the time. And so I reluctantly called 911.
I don't blame you for that. I mean, look, I'm not going to stop spending Federal Reserve notes or driving on roads or going to doctors just because I live under a brutal, oppressive regime of a government, right? I'm going to go and acquire those services. So why I would be forced out of the protection, security, and dispute resolution market just because the government had violently monopolized those services is foundationally ridiculous.
Yeah, and Chris, by the way, I watched that video. I've watched it actually a few times. I have to say, I thought you did really well. There's always things we can all do, quote unquote, better in retrospect, but I think you, at the beginning of that encounter, you were calm, you kept a good voice, you didn't escalate your voice in your demeanor until you were aggressed upon, essentially. So I thought you did real well.
Thank,
what it's worth.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Well, I mean, what happened in your situation when the police showed up? Were you still there observing at that time?
I observed for a little bit. It just looked like they walked up on them and started talking to them. At that point, I had already been there a long time, and I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
I think it's something that...
I don't know what happened to him.
I think that if you're going to call the police, it should be something that's very, very serious, and it should be something done with the utmost caution and concern for the people involved, because when you call the cops, you may be making a situation worse, and that's the only concern that I have, is that, you know, this may have been a fight that... And again, I wasn't there. I don't know how serious it was. But
you said it was physical.
It did get physical?
Yeah, that's the... I just sat there watching for the longest time, and they were just yelling at each other, and that kept escalating. But I was like, whatever, they're yelling at each other, big deal. I didn't call the armed bureaucrats until I saw the gentleman start pushing the woman.
Yeah, when you're looking at a violent confrontation, you know, that's a point where force becomes justified, right? Yeah. You can act with violence in defense of yourself or of others. And if you decide to outsource that responsibility to somebody else, then, you know, then you're more than welcome to do that, and I think you did the right thing, buddy.
But there are plenty of circumstances where calling the police could make a situation worse, especially a situation in which you don't have full information. So let's say you hear an argument happening in a neighbor's house. Then police get called on a situation like that. In a lot of jurisdictions, the police must arrest in a domestic dispute situation. So you may have taken what could have just been a verbal dispute between a couple and made it into an arrestable situation that makes the situation worse with those folks. So I think you always have to be very, very cautious to know that these aggressors, the people who are the police, aren't necessarily going to de-escalate a conflict. They're not all, like, trained as well as they are here in Keene, New Hampshire, elsewhere. So be careful.
That was the other thing that really impressed me with the video. In fact, when I posted the article and the video on my Facebook, I started off with saying how I was impressed by the armed bureaucrats of the Keene Police Department. I was like, good on them. Like, you know, I'm willing to say when they do crap wrong, but if they're going to do good, I think that should be pointed out.
I would say if you know for a fact there is violence being used, that seems like a decent enough reason. But if you're not in possession of the facts, I would say I would err on the side of not calling, right? Like if you just hear an argument from next door and you don't know what's going on, it sounds serious, but you don't really know, I'd say leave that one alone.
Yeah, when you're talking about domestic disputes, it's one, I would think, when they pass these laws that says that, you know, or these policies or whatever they are, that the police officer must arrest somebody if they go to a domestic.
Terrible rule.
Yeah,
terrible.
Well, I can see it if one of the people, one of the claimants, one of the people in the dispute makes the call, right? So, I mean, if you're going to make a call to the police, then you allegedly feel threatened enough that, that there should be something done about it. But if the neighbor calls, I don't see any particular reason why, because somebody felt the need to call the police, that you've just got to go out there and arrest somebody. That doesn't make any sense.
Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to James. He's in Kalamazoo. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark.
Hello. First off, Cantwell, I also contributed to a few of those watches on that video, and I also probably would have pulled out my firearm if I were in that situation. So, pretty scary stuff. But
thanks, bud.
The reason I'm calling is because I'm starting to kind of do some activism here locally. I am a Free State Project participant, but I figured, this being my hometown, I'm starting a network, for example, through Liberty on the Rocks, trying to get out there and, just spread the message of liberty and what libertarian principles really are, because a lot of people are scared of them. They think that we're kooky. They think that we're a cult. One of the people that I've actually known for a while, and, I started talking to him, and come to find out, he's a supporter of the Free State Project. He's not a participant, but he's a friend of the Free State Project, as well as an open carry activist here in Michigan. A lot of people here in Michigan seem to forget that we are an open carry state. So I decided to educate myself on the laws here because obviously I'm moving to New Hampshire, but I still have friends and family. I'm going to be coming back here and I'd like to, exercise my right. Which by the way, I found out that New York has some crazy laws when I was investigating, and I found a hole that I can't seem to figure out in the law. In Michigan, you have to register and license your pistol if you have one, and I can't seem to. That is so. If somebody coming from another state has to show that state license, and what I can't get an answer on is, what if somebody's coming from a state that doesn't require that?
Normally what will happen is you could be protected by federal law if you're just transporting the weapon. If you put the weapon in your trunk in a locked box and the ammo is separate, then like federal law protects you as far as transporting the weapon through that state. But my understanding of it would be that you are not able to carry a gun in a place where you are required to have a permit to do so.
Well, what I ended up doing, and I know by no means are law enforcement the experts on it, is I actually found a police officer walking around downtown, and I decided to ask him what he would do. And I asked his permission to video it. I told him, that I'm starting a video blog and for the purpose of informing people.
James, hang on. We'll let you finish the story in a moment. It's Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please donate to the African Satellite Fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. It's going on for another 4 days, so we've got time for you to throw a few bucks in. If you've got them to spare, we'd appreciate it. It'll help us get our satellite signal back up over most of Africa. A good swath of it is covered by the Amos 5 satellite, and that'll result in millions of people having access to the signal that we put out there, which contains lots of great liberty-oriented shows, not just Free Talk Live, but dozens more shows are on LRN.fm. And the people in Africa, a lot of them don't even have internet access. So this is a way to reach those folks with a message of liberty that could, you know, help foment some, I don't know, revolutions or something, perhaps. You never know what these ideas will do for people. And if you want to help us make that happen, please go to africa.lrn.fm. There are some perks you can get in return for your contributions. Once again, that's africa.lrn.fm. We've got James with us here. Now, James, you're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and you said you've been going out. You've been kind of working on putting together some activism. You put together a Liberty on the Rocks group, which is kind of like a social meetup for liberty-minded folks, and then you mentioned something about gun permits in other states versus Michigan, and I'm sorry, I can't really recall exactly what you were trying to say there. You were wondering about states where there's there aren't permits required and people moving to Michigan?
Well, yeah, people visiting Michigan.
Visiting.
Based on what I read, if you're a visitor out of state, and of course they list that as somebody visiting for less than 180 days, if they're visiting, they just have to, and they're open carrying or even concealed carrying, they just have to provide the license from the other state. But there are states out there that don't require you to register your firearm.
Okay, I understand your confusion there, and what I would say is that the way a person would deal with that, if you were a person from Vermont, I don't believe issues carry permits, if
That's
I
right.
recall correctly. So,
really?
So for example, if you were a resident of Vermont who wanted to travel to Michigan and carry a weapon, what you would want to do is obtain a non-resident permit from another state. So New Hampshire will issue those for like $100, a Florida non-resident permit. I don't know what the fee is, but that is about as close as you can get to a nationwide concealed carry permit, the Florida permit.
Florida's a pain in the butt. I grew up down there, and when I turned 21, my dad gave me a pistol for my birthday and encouraged me to go and get the concealed carry permit, which I went and looked into it. I got the packet of information about it from the police department, and it was like a manila folder full of paperwork, and I was just like, screw this. I am not interested in jumping through whatever ridiculous hoops. I didn't even look through the damn thing. I was like, the hell with this. Not going to even start this process. But in New Hampshire, it's like, what, a form or something like that?
Yeah, it's a pretty short form. I've heard that they added something to it since I got my permit, and there was a big uproar about that. But when I did it, it was real easy. I just filled out this, you know, one-page thing. I handed it to the town clerk. They are required to give it to me within 2 weeks. They actually forgot about it, and I called them up and I said, well, you know, you're past the 2 week mark. Am I going to have to take you to court? And they said, no. Stop by tomorrow and we'll give you your carry permit. And it was basically rubber stamped the next day.
So, James, let's go back to your original point. You were calling to say that you've started doing some activism in your area. You do intend to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is great news. And people who love liberty really should consider moving to New Hampshire, whether it's part of the Free State Project or the Shire Society, for instance, at ShireSociety.com. You started a Liberty on the Rocks group. Now, that's basically kind of like a social club, right? Like people going and drinking together?
I'm starting it. It hasn't started yet. It's just, I've initially put in the request. I'm just waiting for the phone call back. And they offer a ton of support based on what
See,
you know, helping you set up websites. I watched Mark do an interview with the founder, and that actually is what got me to say, hey, I want to do this.
Cool.
So that's why, you know. And
so how are you going to promote it? How are you going to get the word out to presumably other libertarians in the region that this thing exists? What's the way to do that?
Well, a lot of it is word of mouth. They also give you the resources to find liberty-minded people.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yeah, just reading their site, I mean, they pretty much do everything for you. They set up a website, give you an email address, and give you all the resources to go out and start this group. And it just seemed like something I could do. You know, I still love this town. It's a pretty town. I'll be back to visit quite often, but, you know, the government's just too big here in Michigan, you know, and I want to go somewhere where I can live free. And so,
well, but you can't live free in New Hampshire, but you can be freer in some ways.
Have more liberty, you know, and a place where, you know, I'm surrounded by more activists. But I figured at the very least, you know, leave a little nugget behind, maybe get something going. My best friend's going to be helping me. He's also a libertarian, although he's not going to New Hampshire, but he's supporting me.
Cool, man. And that's a good way to kind of maybe stir up some extra support for the Free State Project. Once you get your Liberty on the Rocks group going and there are several people showing up to these meetings, then it'd be a good time to have, you know, a Free State Project presentation be given to these folks, because there is no future for freedom
They're
in
pretty
those
eligible.
Places. Hey, thanks, James, for your call tonight. Good luck. James was listening via TuneIn, by the way. So we mentioned earlier and didn't really expound on this, Chris Cantwell. You've got a date coming up, maybe, with a keen police officer, a man.
Yeah, I...
What?
That's so funny the way you put this. So after the incident, Sergeant Tenney of the Keene Police Department asked me to email him the video of the incident. They did not even take my phone from me. They were like, hey, can you email me that evidence when you get
That's
a chance?
Awesome.
Right? And so I did email it to him. And when I said, look, can I take you gentlemen out to lunch or something to thank you for what you did? And they said, well, we shouldn't be accepting gratuities.
Not only they shouldn't, they won't.
Right.
It's their policy to not accept benefits from outside, you know, from the public. They won't take
the
money.
It's a smart policy, yes. And more police departments should adopt it.
Yep. Yeah, so I said to him, I said, look, I wouldn't want to create any sort of financial impropriety here, but, you know, buy your own if you must, but let us break bread nonetheless. And he said that he was open to doing that. Now, I haven't set a time for it, to, you know, whether or not it actually happens, we shall see.
And he was real cool about it. I mean, like, you forwarded me some of the emails, and the back and forth was really, you know, courteous
yeah.
and respectful, and he seemed to think that it would benefit, you thought it would benefit both of you, and he agreed that it would benefit both sides, if you will, if you guys got together and had a conversation.
Yeah, I sort of want to assure these people that I am not stupid or crazy, right? I mean, this is terribly unlikely to be my last encounter with the Keene yeah. Police Department, and I am an armed man who talks about very controversial things. If they are just going by what a cartoon character is saying on a website about Christopher Cantwell, and they come up and they think that he's a threat to their safety, you know, I could end up dead. So I think it'd be a good thing for us to sort of discuss our differences, you know.
I mean, does this go against one of the rules of, you know, don't talk to the police? You're going to go talk to the police.
In some ways, I guess there are those who could accuse me of that. However,
well, I feel like the rules don't apply in the same way in Keene, New Hampshire, because here we're not talking about a situation on the streets with people, you know, strange officers in, you know, that you don't know, that you've never encountered before. We're talking about somebody that you have met before. You've met Tenney
right.
before in another circumstance. And, you know, this is not your first time dealing with this individual. And he's a human being, you know. And I
yeah.
think that's one of the things that I learned real quick here in Keene was that these guys, you know, again, they're doing some things I disagree with. I would like them to end the war on drugs and stop enforcing victimless crime laws. But otherwise, I think a lot of them really, you know, they're good. They're, I think, good people at heart who did get in for the right reasons. I think a lot of them did. I'm not going to say all of them did. I'm not going to pass judgment on all of them here. But, you know, having been able to touch base with them and talk to them like people, I think it's been really helpful for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I am not in the habit of possessing drugs. For all, you know, for all my hatred of the state, I tend to obey its laws, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't really, I don't have anything to fear from the police as far as their regular law enforcement activity goes, right? I don't victimize people. I don't do drugs. I don't, you know, worry about, you know, being arrested for anything, really. So if I'm going to go and have a conversation with a guy and sort of assure him that I am not some violent lunatic with a gun, you know, that's probably in both of our best interests, because I don't think that they are going to be benefited by having that opinion of me either.
So this is good police work on their part too. If they have somebody in town that they you know, they're likely to come in contact with, that they, you know, may disagree with on some issues or whatever, they should be having conversations with people like that. They should be having conversations with the citizenry, and good police officers, for that matter, are going out and getting in contact with, you know, gang members and mm-hmm. things like that. These are the things that they should be doing. So yeah, I mean, they should be talking to. They should be talking to people.
Follow the latest over at ChristopherCantwell.com, and of course we'll have you back here on Free Talk Live sooner rather than later, and also you are welcome to join us, not now, but tomorrow night. In between now and then, you can join us online at FreeTalkLive.com. Again, ChristopherCantwell.com. Go check out his video if you haven't seen it yet.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Yeah. New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.